Hello, and welcome to episode 121 of Bardic Quest. Dryl Bonebreaker has caught up with Saga once again, who was about to leave with him somewhat willingly, when a stranger arrived on the scene. Who is this person, and are they friend or are they foe? Let's find out. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Saga, as you're kind of marching away with Johan...
It's a very slow walk.
Yeah. You can see, actually, there is a figure in the distance headed towards you. Bearing in mind you are in the middle of these hills, you are not near any sort of civilization, of course. And as this figure gets closer, Dryl kind of notices, you kind of see his kind of curiosity peak. Callum, would you like to describe who they see?
Certainly. You hear an approaching clanking sound. And as you look towards the source of this, you see a tall, armor-clad figure coming over the crest of the hill towards you.
Yes.
They're carrying a shield, and their torso is covered with a long hooded tabard of dark blue cloth emblazoned in white thread with the image of an owl with its wings spread. Beneath this tabard you can see finely crafted bronze splint mail armour topped with a closed visor helmet with a strip of cloth covering the eye slits of the visor. The figure raises a gauntleted hand to lift the visor, revealing the face of a human male in his mid-20s with a dark waxed moustache and goatee. He studies you all for a moment, particularly the wolves, before flashing a big grin and saying, "Salutations! I wonder if you can help me. I'm supposed to be tracking something, but I've rather got lost."
Saga turns to Dryl and goes, "What the hell is that?"
He says, "I have absolutely no idea." He paints a smile on his face, and he says, "Greetings, friend."
Friend.
He looks to you, Saga, says, "I don't know." "Greetings. Where have you come from?"
"Me? I hailed from Neverwinter, friend, although I've been journeying for several days now. I am in the area on important business. I should spare you the boring details. In truth, I rather think I overestimated my navigational abilities when it comes to travelling cross-country, and I've got myself rather turned around. It's bally good job that I happened upon you lot, to be honest."
And as you're saying all of this, you can see a hooded, rather scrawny figure marching towards these two people. Bearing in mind, there are also two direwolves flanking this man and this woman. These two direwolves and this hooded figure marching with real purpose, with a scowl on his face, towards the man that stood in front of you.
While Drow's talking to him, Saga turns to Johan and goes, like, just very subtly tries to be like, and then turns back to.
You also notice a dwarf and a halfling a little bit further up the hill, just kind of watching everything play out.
Johan's eyes kind of dart to the new figure, but then go back to Drawl. I resent being called scrawny. I've killed some very big things.
Sorry, I do appear to be interrupting something.
No. Honestly, you're coming couldn't be more timely, honestly. We were just having a polite chat.
Ooh, my favourite.
Indeed so. Dryl, is it?
Yes.
Walks a bit, sort of nudges Sergei to follow and kind of walks a bit closer, so he's kind of with Johan and sort of, you know, we're all a bit closer together and sort of in terse words distance. Dryl, what hold do you think you have over Saga?
He looks to you, Thoric, and then he looks to this new man, and he says, looks back to you then, Thoric, and says, we're doing this now, are we?
Oh, sorry, are you getting shy in front of an audience?
No, don't mind me.
We're all just having a friendly chat, aren't we?
Yes. he says, well, I think you will find that Saga here is my wife. And so, with everything that comes with that, I am going to take her home.
Johan draws Stephen and says, I say she stays.
He looks to you again, Johan, with all defiance, and he says, again, I don't really know what you expect to be able to do about that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize this was a whole thing. Saga, I shouldn't have set you up with Johan.
Drial gives you a he throws daggers at you, Sergei, with that remark.
Sorry, I don't think we've met. I'm Sergei. You are?
He says, Drial.
Yes, sounds it. Saga, you... Do you want to go with your husband?
He immediately interrupts and says, I don't think she has much choice, halfling.
Forgive me. I know we're some distance from Neverwinter here, but this is still the lands of the Lord's Alliance, and I have to advise you that marriage here doesn't equate to slavery.
I perform weddings all the time. Where I'm from, in respect of the two parties involved, regardless of gender, sex, all the rest of that. So I'll tell you how this is going to go. With Saga's consent, I'll perform a parting of the ways ceremony, a divorce, if you will. Or I'll be speaking at a funeral. Your fucking choice.
Bravo, well said.
Thank you.
What
is going on?
He looks incredibly frustrated and angry, particularly Thoric, with your audacity to tell him what he can and cannot do with his wife is very much the vibe that you're getting from him.
He's a sexist pig. He can smoke my fucking hammer.
he then he takes a look around. He looks at his couple of dire wolves, and he looks back to you and he says, I don't think it went particularly well for you last time, did it, dwarf?
Sorry, is there an echo in here? I thought we were out of the caves. You said that before, and then I said you ran away, and then he said with a sword in your hand. We're going around in circles here. Saga...
In which case, then...
Sorry, could you not interrupt? Sorry, I'm just asking my friend Saga a question here. Maybe you could hold it for just a moment.
You watch as he fumes in front of you.
Yeah, damn boy. Saga... we've got your back. I don't want to tell you what to, you're quite far away, probably. we're all here. We're all close enough. Saga, we've got your back. I don't feel great about you going off with this scumbag. I don't want to also be telling you what to do, but. Don't go with this guy.
Go with the much scrawnier, handsomer Johan.
They do say scars are sexy.
And brittle bones.
Saga looks a very strange mixture of being scared, apprehensive, but also incredibly touched. And because she is standing right next to Drell, I think she'd just mouth "help me," which she's never said.
To who? Sorry.
To like fucking to everyone watching.
I thought you meant to Drell. I was like,
yes. No. What's going on?
I'm just not saying it out loud because he's right next to me.
Cool. Yeah.
Vatican cameos.
The man just goes, walk away now.
I think the ladies made her choice.
You watch his face twist. And you watch as his grip tightens around the handle of his great axe as he looks to you, Johan, and he says, least of all, I will be told what to do by you. Let's roll some initiative.
Yeah. Welcome, Callum.
Lovely. Hello, Josh. I'm here. Let's fight.
19.
Oh, tense words.
Hang on.
Oh!
Come on.
Everybody's like, come on! On their initiative rolls. I love it. All right.
I love this, like, Monty Python-esque character that's just rocked
I know.
Up.
Were you the only person thinking of the dun 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 dun?
Oh, I should have just come in stabbing like Sir Lancelot.
You're missing a white horse. That's about the only thing you're missing.
That's just for you, sir.
Not the idea that he's a warrior slash leader.
Yeah, where are my coconuts?
All right.
I just love the idea that he's a warrior slash legal consultant. He's coming to advise us on marriage technicalities and all.
Johan, where are you at on initiative?
13, sir.
13, all right. Callum?
14.
14.
Go on.
Saga?
8.
8. Sergei?
19, baby.
Yes. Ooh, very nice. Thoric.
Natural 1 for 2.
Oh, boy. All right. So the turn order is going to go thusly then. First it will be Sergei. Then it will be the first of the Direwolves. Then it will be Callum. Then it will be Dryl, then it will be Johan, then it will be Saga, then Thoric, and then the final Direwolf. Alright, so, to begin with, then, Sergei. Oops, what's going on here? Hang on. I'm having a bit of trouble. One sec. Alright, Sergei. At this moment in time, there is Dryl, surrounded, or rather flanked, by a couple of direwolves, with Saga next to him, and Callum's character just a few feet in front of them. What would you like to do?
Just as it looks as though Dryl's about to draw his sword, I'm going to, you know, shout, such a big sword for such a little man! Down, boy! Down! And I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery. Can you make a wisdom save for me, please?
I certainly can.
DC is 13 to beat.
Okay. Oof, I'm rolling well today. That's going to be a 16.
Therefore, nothing happens.
His focus at this point seems to be very much solely on Johan. Almost like he's blinkered with rage.
With my move, can I get in between him and Johan?
You certainly can, yes. You will be kind of not quite flanked, but almost flanked by... Well, you'd have to engage with a direwolf to do that, though, because they are pretty much either side.
Okay, I will... yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Cool. All right. Anything else?
That's my go.
Okay. Now we have another of the other direwolf, the one you're not engaged with, Sergei, but still fairly close by at this point. It's gonna, as you kind of place yourself between Dryl and Johan, this direwolf is going to engage with you also. So you're now being flanked by these direwolves.
This was a bad idea,
Sergei. You sweet, sweet, sweet thing.
Which means that it is going to get pack tactics.
Ah.
Which means it is going to be attacking with advantage.
Brill.
Oh, that's not a good time to roll a natural 20.
Ah.
So that is going to be 4d6 plus 3.
Sergei, how are you looking currently?
Oh no.
That is 11 points of damage.
I'm still alive!
As this direwolf brings its jaws down into your shoulder. I also need you to make a strength saving throw, please.
It's not bad, actually. That will be a 16.
All right, a 16 is going to be enough to, as this thing tries to pin you down to the ground, you do manage to at least hold it off, even with your tiny halfling frame. All right, that's going to be its go. Callum.
Lovely, thank you. So for my very first turn ever, I'm going to turn to see the direwolf that is set upon Sergei, and as it seems to be causing me a fair bit of trouble, I think I'm going to focus my efforts there. Mm-hmm. Just checking the rules for this spell, one moment. Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Right, so with my free action, I'm going to draw my longsword, and then with my bonus action, I am going to cause a shimmer of radiant light to coat its blade as I cast the second level spell, Magic Weapon.
Ooh.
So what this spell does is it makes my attacks with my longsword, which is engraved with the name Reprisal. It makes all attacks with this weapon magical, and it also gives me a +1 to attack and damage rolls with this weapon for up to an hour. It is an hour, isn't it? Up to an hour. Or until I lose my concentration.
Very nice.
So I raise a prizel above my head and I charge in shouting, absolutely not! and I bring the shimmering blade down upon the direwolf. Let's see, we're adding plus 5 for a magic weapon. That makes it a 17 in total.
17 will indeed hit the obviously natural armor that a direwolf may or may not have, i.e. its fur. So yes, roll for damage.
Right, so I get a plus 3 damage modifier in total for my strength mm-hmm. and magic weapon for a total of 8 damage.
Nice. And it lets out almost a roar as you strike its hide.
Lovely. So as my blade's first strike glances off the wolf's shoulders, I bring it back down with a backhand for my second attack, which is going to be a 22 to hit.
Oh.
Another big lad with 2 attacks.
Beautiful. Yes,
only 4 points of damage that time.
4 points of damage as again you bring this blade down to bear on this wolf, this large wolf, such as it is, who gets out this time a yelp. And actually, you see, almost in reaction, Callum, to you having lit up your sword, a look of concern suddenly cross Dryle's face.
I notice this and I say, interesting.
Anything else you'd like to do?
Yes, please. I would just make sure, if I may, that Sergei and Johan are both within 5 feet of me. I know Sergei mm-hmm. was close to him, trying to protect him. Is that possible? Just to make sure I'm in within 5 feet of both of them.
Yes. Yeah. Because Sergei and Johan are pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Johan cool. and Sergei are pretty much right next to each other. So yeah.
That's me.
Tracks. All right. Now it is Dryle's go, and as Sergei has kind of charged in, and indeed Callum's character has charged in, and everything's kind of closed in, it's almost created this wall between Dryle and Johan. And there is only really one way for Dryle to get to Johan at this point, which is to go around this wall, which he is able to do, but will of course trigger an attack of opportunity from you, Saga, if you want to take it.
Oh, can I grapple on an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, we did earlier.
So let's go with it. Let's go
grapple.
All right. So is it going to be competing strength checks then?
Oh, that's going to be tough.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
I need to roll high. He's a strong motherfucker. Come on, strength check.
Use that matrimonial fury.
Nat 20.
Oh.
Unnatural 20. It was 17.
Still.
Unnatural
20.
As you watch him get ready to kind of run round to get to Johan, you take the opportunity to grab hold of him, and you successfully grapple him as he kind of turns around to you with a look of real anger mixed with kind of horror on his face. Yeah. And he says, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't grapple him onto the ground, can I?
That would have to be a... You can either shove or grapple. Okay.
But
whilst you've grappled him, you can shove, like, next turn to try and bring him prone.
She's going to growl back, you're not the only one with increased strength. Should have thought of that before you bit me, bitch.
Now he can use an action to try and break the grapple. Uh,
What they're gonna do here?
I think
he's distracted by my feminine wiles.
Perhaps
he's like, God damn, this is hot.
I think canonically he doesn't appreciate a strong woman, clearly, so
but he did teach me to fight, so
he did teach you to fight.
He has a little therapy to go and sort that out.
I think to begin with, he is going to use his action to try and break free of the grapple.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go for another contested check.
Okay. Let's roll well second time.
Let's do that.
Come on.
I rolled another 17, which is another unnatural 20.
Ooh, yeah.
He's rolled a 19. As you manage to hold him in place. Okay. The frustration really now all over his all over his face at this point. That is going to be his go. Johan. There are essentially two dire wolves either side of you. Sergei is in front of you, who's just had a huge chunk of flesh ripped out of his shoulder. And Callum's character has come in and engaged and also taken a chunk out of the hide of this wolf on your right. What would you like to do?
I can't get through these wolves without provoking an attack of opportunity, can I?
Actually, to get to Dryl.
Oh, please don't.
You could
disengage, couldn't they?
You could get through, actually, because everything's so close quarters that you wouldn't actually be leaving anybody's threat zone to get to Dryl. However, once you have attacked Dryl, you would have to keep moving, which would then get you out of the threat zone. Because it's so crowded, you can't end your turn kind of in another person's space. But there's kind of like this corridor down the middle, because you've got you, Sergei, Saga. So there's like this corridor down the middle of friendlies that you could go through. But once you've passed Saga's space, which you'd have to do, then it would provoke an attack of opportunity. But you could get an attack in on Dryl first before you did that.
Okay. I think thematically, what would happen is Johan is seething with fury, but then seeing a wolf take a bite out of Sergei after Sergei stood in front of him so heroically that makes Johan's little dead heart flutter.
Mm-hmm.
He then attempts to save his friend by plunging Steven into the bad boy's flesh.
Into the wolf that attacked Sergei, yeah?
Yes!
Okay! Roll to hit then, please!
No problem. Well, that's an 8.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
However, I have a dagger, an unpoisoned dagger.
Oh, I should also point out, courtesy of Callum, you are flanking.
Advantage.
So you
do. You're welcome.
Advantage.
Who is this guy?
Not a guy.
It's like telling Johan, you know, if you did this, you could actually. Why was that? Okay. So, rolls again. That's much better. That's a 24.
Oh. Very nice. Much better indeed. As you manage to plunge Steven into the hide of this wolf. So roll for damage for me.
Okay.
With sneak attack, I should add.
That's right. So I have... That's 1, sadly. Plus 3 is 4. And now... I'm going to roll these 3 because Sergei is very close to me. In several ways. So that's a 4, plus 6 is 10, plus 5 is 15, plus 4 is 19.
19 points of damage. How are you bloodying this direwolf?
I think Johan can see, like, the muzzle of this wolf just, like, burying itself into Sergei's shoulder. So he kind of just grabs it by its back and just runs it through and says, "Sergei!" And kind of drives it in as far as he can.
Nice. And another massive yelp comes from this direwolf. That's really, you kind of watch as this direwolf almost struggles to stay on its feet as it kind of flinches as you pull your blade back out, and it kind of hobbles around for a moment before it kind of shakes it off and puts its focus suddenly very much on you, Johan.
Well, it should, because I've got a second attack coming.
Yes, you do.
Dagger, 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 dagger.
So I'm a dagger it. Oh, no, I'm not. That's a...
You do have advantage still.
Still advantage.
Does it work twice?
The advantage does, the sneak attack doesn't.
Fair enough. Lovely. Oh, much better. That's a 23.
Oh, beautiful. As you now plunge your dagger into the side of this wolf as well. Roll for damage for me.
Hi, you. That'd be a 3.
3 points of damage. As this wolf now is in critical condition, as another yelp comes out as you drive your dagger in, pull it back out, bits of blood splattering on the grassy floor beneath your feet. Anything else from you, Johan? I suppose you've only got movement left, haven't you, I guess?
Perhaps an eye towards Drawl.
Close enough. Drawl.
Almost. I don't understand.
I always struggle with them. What was the other one? The other one, and I couldn't get his name.
Martin.
Raspberry Ripple.
That little fucker.
Oh, yes, Ridgerl.
A very big fucker. Types.
All right.
Yeah, I stare at him.
Saga, you now have Dryl grappled. Mm-hmm. He's furious.
He got free. He got free from it.
No, you held him in place. You rolled a 20, he rolled a 19.
Oh, sorry. I can't maths today. Yay, I succeeded. I rolled, you know why? Because I rolled a 17, so I was 17 plus 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, 19 plus, yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
Sorry, blood bowman. Great. He's in place.
So he is grappled.
Okay, he's grappled.
Now what do you do?
I didn't think that far, did I? Because if I attack, obviously the grapple is let go. Or can I attack and...
I suppose it would depend
on... Can I wrestle him to the ground?
You could wrestle him to the ground, certainly. Yes, it'd be another contested strength check.
I will do that.
All right.
That's what I will do. Come on. Must be something good about becoming a werewolf. Oh, fuck. That's a 6.
Yeah, unfortunately, he rolled a 22. So you try and wrestle him to the ground, but he really stands his ground, and he's like, "Let me fucking go."
Not nice when it's you, is it?
Oh. Anything else you'd like to do? Got bonus action or movement?
Obviously, no.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I tried to wrestle him to go right now. Because if I move, I can't.
You can drag him along with you, but you'd be moving at half speed.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and drag us away. How far is everyone else?
Like, other than Thoric, pretty much everybody's like practically within reach of you.
I'm gonna drag us away.
All right. So 15. Oh no, you're 30. Yeah, 15.
17.5.
It's 15 feet. Let's not split hairs.
Feedback.
All right. Okay. Cool. You drag him essentially down the hill, from in the direction that Callum's character had come from, to pull him away essentially from Johan and the rest of the gang. Thoric, this melee's happening in front of you. Johan seems to have the one direwolf pretty much in hand. Dryl's being dragged down the hill by Saga. What would you like to do? Sergei's looking a little worse for wear, I should also point out.
Yes. How far away am I from the melee?
Only about 20 feet or so.
Cool. In terms of just like ruthless efficiency, Thoric is going to stride in and just crack the direwolf that attacked Sergei and that Johan and Callum's character have been wailing on. He's just going to aim to finish it off. Not in any kind of like, aha, I, you know, just this is ruthless efficiency at this point.
Righto.
With advantage?
Yes, absolutely.
Lovely. 18.
18 will indeed hit.
I was really worried you were going to say it wouldn't then. It would really upset me. That is for a total of 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
How are you finishing him?
Oh, it's just literally he runs in and just like cracks this thing across like the shoulder blades and back of the neck, just crunches down. You just hear like a whelp as he just hammers it into the ground.
Noise.
So what's the spacing like now?
Now, pretty much there's this mess of the four of you, that's Sergei, Johan, yourself, and Callum's character, and to your left, pretty much, behind Sergei at this point, is the other direwolf, and then about 15 feet beyond Sergei down the hill is Saga and Dryl.
I want to use my last 10 foot of movement to flank the other direwolf in there,
done.
If I can.
Yeah, just about. Just cool. About, I'd say.
I'll just step in.
So that is now being flanked. Okie dokie. And it is actually that direwolf's go. And this direwolf is not going to benefit from pack tactics anymore because its direwolf friend is no more, and indeed Dryl has been dragged away. So it's going to be attacking as normal.
Sorry, just quickly, where is this woman who was here? Is she visible still?
She made her way towards the hill. She's aware of what's going on, but I haven't brought her into the initiative order just yet.
Okay. Good, just remember her, and the sort of Thorin just kind of looks over his shoulder, just looks as like, just let me stay there.
all right. Yes, this direwolf is going to attack Sergei.
Why?
I would like to use my reaction to utilize my protection fighting style, putting my shield between the direwolf and Sergei, imposing disadvantage on the direwolf's attack.
Oh,
and I say absolutely not.
Sir.
Who is this?
Well played, good sir. Well played.
This stallion?
A gentleman amongst men.
All right, then. In which case, then, with disadvantage, as this wolf tries to take a bite out of you, Sergei, I don't know how well it's going to go. It's a 15 against your armor class.
That hits.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate.
Absolutely, maybe.
Ooh. And I'm afraid to say, Sergei, for 13 points of damage.
I am down.
Ooh. All right, you are prone on the ground as another big chunk is taken out of you, sir. And that is the direwolf's go as we come to the top of the round, and actually Sergei's go. So could I please get a death saving throw from you, please?
Yes, you can. Do you want me to say it out loud or?
Yes, please.
That's a 3.
Okay. Would you like to share a memory that flashes before Sergei's eyes?
Fuck
as he battles
this.
With death.
Oh my god. A memory that's kind of quite present right now is Sergei is remembering the day that he set up Johan and Saga, the day in the tavern where they, I believe, spent the night together, or... but the morning after, over breakfast.
Sergei, he thinks they...
Well, yeah. Sergei is remembering that. He's remembering how he was naked and nude when Johan came into the room. When they discovered that he slept naked. Those memories are flashing across his mind.
Callum. You're up, sir.
All right. Well, incensed by my failing to protect Sergei from the Dire Wolves attack, my eyes flash with anger as I attempt to gain a little retribution for him. I think I'm going to strike out at the Dire Wolf with my longsword first. Mm-hmm. Can I just check? Am I in a flanking position against this second wolf, stood where I am, or do I need to move?
Yes, you are. You are flanking, yes.
Okay. Not great, but with my modifiers, the higher of those two is a 15.
A 15 will indeed hit.
Okay, I roll my regular damage. It's only a 4. I'm afraid. But then I think I'm going to confirm something for those who haven't quite worked out what class I am yet. And for the very first time in this campaign, I'm going to use Smite.
Oh, yes.
The standard divine Smite, not the one with the fancy spell ones. Mm-hmm. Let me check something so I don't get dragged in the comment. With Smite, do I need to declare I'm using it before the attack? Or is it once you've hit?
When you hit.
Excellent. So that's going to burn a level 1 spell slot and give me an additional 2d8 radiant damage.
All right.
So that's 12 radiant damage on top of... Is it
4?
Yeah, 4. Lovely. So that's a total of 16.
Nice. Would you like to describe your smite?
Of course. So it's a flash of radiant energy surging down my sword into my blade. Into my blade, which I pull back and just sort of stab it into the wolf's sort of face area.
Right.
And then I follow up with my second attack as I retract the sword and I bring it down over my head to strike at the direwolf. Once again, just like down on his head.
Okay.
And that will be an 18 to hit with my second attack.
18 to hit is going to hit.
Lovely, right. Gosh, it is nice to have second attack. I think level 5 is where martial classes really like get to show what they can do. Sort of show the the services that they provide to the party, as it were.
Show me your wares.
Lovely. That's a maximum roll of 8 for a total of 11 damage on the second hit.
11 points of damage.
And then, if I may, I would like to reveal the next nugget of info about my character for the good audience. And as with my bonus action, I would like to use one of my feats. Let me just get the rules up for it. The feat that I would like to use is Shield Master.
Oh, yes!
So what that allows me to do, among other things, is after I've attacked a creature, I can then use my bonus action to try and shove it back with my shield.
I love it.
So what do I need?
It's a contested strength.
Yeah. Oh my god.
How you getting on?
Is that a flat strength or athletics?
You can do athletics, I believe, with a shove.
How's a 24 do?
Oh, against a 13, absolutely. He,
Bosh!
Who is this guy?
Very much prone alongside Sergei. Right.
Okay, so I knock the wolf back, or he's prone or knocked back, isn't it? Not both.
All right. Oh yeah, sorry. Yes, you did say.
Yeah. I have to choose,
do.
Don't I?
You do. You're right.
Right. So I'm gonna choose to knock it prone.
Righto.
And I say, down, boy.
All right. I imagine that's probably you done then, huh?
Yes. I stand my ground over the direwolf, keeping it between myself and Sergei.
Righto. Okay. Right. Now we have... I didn't reintroduce what's a face into the initiative order yet. Hang on. Okay, cool. One second. Okay. All right. We have Dryl now, who is going to... He wasn't able to break free non-violently. He is actually going to... Yeah, he is going to attack you, Saga.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Actually,
is he going to... No, do you know what?
Ooh.
As you have him grappled, you hear the crunch and snapping of bones.
No.
As he begins to shift his form, his face shifting, as he moves into a hybrid between man and wolf. Now... in your arms, which is going to be his action. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to do much else this turn, but that is his action. You still have him grappled as of right.
Okay. I'm going to hold on for
an almighty roar.
Can we see this, Wayne?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You hear the roar come from him as he's... You get kind of like wolf spittle in your face, Saga. Very nice.
Oh,
that's
not good.
What a way to woo a woman. Johan.
Is that what this is about?
Johan, you're up.
Is this...
Sergei is dying in front of you. There is a downed wolf, but still alive, dire wolf to your left, which is being flanked by Thoric and Callum's character. And then down the hill, there is now a hybrid werewolf being grappled by Saga.
I'm at a real quandary. There's something really strong that wants him to go and help Saga because it's just her against this seemingly transforming werewolf. But then Sergei is on the ground and getting closer and closer to death. He kind of... He feels his heart racing as he kind of looks from one to the other. And then his eyes finally rest on Sergei's mangled body. And he kind of runs towards the wolf. And triple flank.
Well, it's prone anyway.
Oh. Kick.
You are going to get advantage anyway, yeah.
So your hand just kind of just goes and twists. I forgot that it was prone. Okay. All right, then. So I'm going to kill it now. I'm going to kill it quick. So that's a 21 to hit.
He's absolutely going to hit, so do attack, and don't forget to add your sneak attack damage as well.
Oh, I shall not. That's 2 plus 3.
I'm new here, so I do have to ask, how many dice is that? Ollie.
Yes!
One of us.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
Here's a little something about Johan you may not know. So when sneak attack is initiated, he can roll not one, not two, about a three. D6. And there's one now. And it's a two. My number was five. Five? Didn't say five? Yes, it's five. So that's a seven. That's another five. So that's 12. And that's another two, which is
14 on my 3D thing.
How are you finishing him?
So, he kind of almost skids over to Sergei, does a quick loop, and then straight through the top of the skull, wrenches it, and then pulls it out again, and then just gives the stranger a bit of a weird up and down, but then he's like, I don't have time to get into this. And then just kind of looks worriedly at Thoric and goes, can you bring him back?
It's all right, I've got him. He's not gone. He's okay.
Okay. Wayne.
Yes.
Does it take... I have a bonus action left, and I want to throw something.
Okay.
The same thing I wish to throw is a bottle of alchemist's fire that I now have the opportunity to use. I don't wish to throw it at him, so to speak, but sort of at his feet.
Okay.
Can I do that dual wielding bonus action, yes or no?
I don't think so, because Alchemist Fire does explicitly state as an action, and because it's not classed as... Oh, although you have got the feet, haven't you?
Yes.
Let me have a look-see at this here Alchemist Fire.
I'm throwing something. If it's not the Alchemist Fire, then it'd be my poison dagger.
Why?
For the aficionados in the room, are werewolves / hybrid werewolves resistant to poison?
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
So, hang on one second. I'm just looking for the Alchemist Fire on here.
Saga will be able to test, but we do not test on animals.
Alchemist Fire. You make a ranged attack on a hit. The target takes 1d4. Do you know what? Yeah, I think I'm going to say yeah.
Oh yeah.
Look it up in more
that,
detail.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you gripe to the DM.
No, I'm going to say yeah. I can't see any reason why not. So, as a dual wielder.
Roll.
Yes, please. So it's a ranged attack as normal. Yeah.
Right. Any modifiers? I get a +6 with my dagger.
It will be your usual ranged attack modifier. So, it will be, I suppose, actually.
Because it's not a finesse weapon.
You're not going to be proficient in it, in throwing alchemist fire. So it will be a d20 plus your dexterity modifier to hit.
I'll take that. Ooh, 21!
Oh, nice! All right, so you hurl this vial of alchemist fire towards the now hybrid formed werewolf that is being cuddled so nicely by Saga, as he erupts in flame right in front of you, Saga, and it's going to be a d4 of damage, fire damage, to him, please, Johan.
We couldn't set him alight last time, so I'm making good my dues. We didn't. Jesus, we did not. But now we have. It was so annoying, Callum. You weren't there trying to get this thing to burn. It simply wouldn't burn. That's a 4.
All right. Nice. Very nice. As he erupts in flame in front of you, and Saga, and those flames don't appear to be dissipating as his fur is now alight.
Ooh, okay.
Anything else, Johan?
I point my sword towards him as if to say, you're next.
I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.